Boston was amazing. It quickly became one of my favorite cities that I have ever visited. The history, we barely touched the surface in what we were able to see and do. And I felt like we did quite a lot, actually, with the Freedom Trail. And one of my favorite activities as a family with the kids was the Boston Tea Party Museum, which really is fabulous. They did such a great job with interactive activities. All of the cast members, and they truly are cast members because they're all in character. And, we walked up, and a guy asked us immediately, "Where are you guys from?" And we said, "Illinois." And he was like, "Where's that?" And, we kind of looked at him funny, and he goes, "Oh, right, that's that Indian territory. Wow, you guys came a long way." So even, up to that point, everybody was in character, and we got to throw the tea into the sea. It really was just so well done. I can't say enough great things about that museum. But yeah, Boston was a top on our list, I think.
And Jeff, do you agree, or do you have another urban spot
You want to talk about
that's a favorite?
I've always liked Boston. It's been a favorite city of mine. It's very comparable to Chicago. But it was just they know how to do the tourist destinations, and as a hotelier, I like that. It's what they do to bring in people and to keep them talking about it. But yeah, Boston was awesome. We took the ferry in one day. We were in a state park just 20, 30 miles south of the city. It was just everything was really well done, and we just didn't spend nearly enough time there.
So, what's leading as favorite time? Time in nature or time spent in New York, Boston, DC, and urban areas?
I think that probably depends on who you talk to. I personally enjoy the time seeing things that I haven't seen before, or seeing things through the kids' eyes who've never seen it before. We, unfortunately, our time in DC got truncated because of our situation with our tow car. So we had quite a few days trimmed from what we had initially planned in DC. So we really just kind of had to hit the high points as quickly as possible. But it was fun. It was fun to see the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Memorial through their eyes, to go to the Smithsonian and the Air and Space Museum, and see how excited, they got seeing some of those things.
I love New England. I love being outdoors, hiking. I've done a lot less than I thought I would do on this journey, and that's kind of been the bummer of it. But even the kids out in nature, we did a sea turtle rescue. Got to one protect a nest where we spent 4 hours working trying to enable it so that the sea turtles could get out to the ocean if they were to come up that night. And then we did an excavation where they actually found one alive. From holding snakes and watching them get fed to Dorothy holding and learning about toads and owls, and so many nature things have been just phenomenal. But the East Coast really enabled us to see a lot of great history and great cities and museums. And that's slowed down a little bit on our most recent part as we've been outrunning Hurricane Matthew now, or did. So it's changing, but I'd say it's pretty equal. The cities, even for me, and I'm not a big city guy, I have absolutely loved them, and the kids have. And then the good parts of nature, we've had some bad parts, but the good parts of nature, we've learned so much. Seeing a baby sea turtle pulled out of a ditch of the sand 2 feet down was absolutely phenomenal.
That was amazing.
So we'll get to the tow car situation in just a moment. I still want to touch on some of the nature areas that you've visited. Tell me about Crawford Notch State Park in the White Mountain National Forest. It looked amazing.
You know what? That was absolutely great. And it was a really hard day. Marcy went ahead with Wayne, and Dorothy and I went in, and we had a road that was shut down on the bridge. And so we had to go a back way in the coach. And at one point in time, Dorothy and I were on a small winding 2-lane road. We got forced into another way because the bridge was too short for us to go through, and it was physically a 1-lane road in between a cliff and the side of a river that we had to go around for about, I don't know, 30 or 40 yards blindly, and just to get out of it. It was such a hard day, and then dropping in at Crawford Notch, it's a, I think, 12 degree grade dropping in, and it was just basically felt like we were going straight down. But once we got there, it was amazing. The campground was okay, but we did a hike. Marcy found a hike to Arethusa Falls, and then a Frankenstein Trail, which was an old a railroad line that goes up to the White Mountains, up to Mount Washington. And it was a really, really hard hike. Even got stunned by a wasp at one point on the trail, which didn't make it any fun. But the waterfalls were beautiful. And to see the kids power through such a hard hike was very rewarding. And then we found a spot where, as the river runs out of Crawford Notch, that it was crystal clear. And I'm hoping to get some a YouTube video up of the underwater filming that we did. You could see, just like you can see your hand now in front of you, 10 feet down in the water, and we were jumping off of rocks with other people, and it was very much a little local hideout, so nobody knew about it, and we kind of just fell upon it, and it was an absolute blast. We spent two different days there just swimming and going down through the rapids and playing with other kids and talking with other parents and letting the dogs run, and it was my favorite nature, I think, activity of the entire trip.
It was called Sawyer's Rock, and actually on the website there is a video of Jeff doing a backflip off of the rock into the water.
I didn't know that. That will not be pretty. Do not let your viewers see that.
The website is normaltowander.com. That's where you can keep up on the blog and photos of this trip with Jeff Pritz, Marcy Pritz, and their family, Wayne and Dorothy. You spent quite a bit of time in the Outer Banks area in North Carolina as well. Was that much time planned there or planned at Crawford Notch State Park, or are you playing some of this trip by ear?
All of that was planned. The first half of the trip up through Christmas is pretty mapped out. And then after Christmas, which we're going to California with my parents and family, we're going to be a little more lackadaisical on, you know, where we're going and when, and kind of make it up as we go, so to speak.
Jeff Pritz is the former general manager of the Bloomington Normal Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Uptown. He and his wife, Marcy, saved for years, left their jobs, bought an RV, and headed out on the road for a months-long trip with their two children, two dogs, and a cat. We've alluded to this several times. There was a fender bender, maybe more than a fender bender. Everyone is okay, but there was a trip to the hospital. Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, we were heading into Philadelphia, and apparently this stretch of highway is extremely well known for bad traffic accidents. We've talked randomly to a few other people, and out of the blue, every one of them named exactly where we were before telling them where we had our wreck. But our car was totaled. We were going to see the Liberty Bell, and we had a quick stop in the traffic, and the woman behind us did not stop and rear-ended us and totaled our tow car and sent us into the hospital with some lovely neck braces. And you know, everybody was fine, and then the process of trying to find an affordable tow car and getting the tow packages set up, it's very very extensive. There's only certain cars that can be towed. And then you have to get brake assist and tow bars and all kinds of different things to it. So that was a lot of work, but it's finally done. The car we had a lot of issues, and we've had issues with getting the brakes fixed correctly. And we've done auto stops to get it fixed in three different states now. And finally, the good folks at the Sears in Gainesville, Florida, fixed it right. And we're finally whole 2 months later.
So the Saturn SUV is toast. It's gone. Your tow car.
Yes, it is. It's toasted, and we got another one. That was the in-laws. And the last thing my father-in-law said to me was, not a scratch on this. This is my baby. So they were thankful that we were all okay. And so it's it wasn't a big deal for them. But at the time, it definitely resonated in the back of my head.
Let's talk about your home here in Bloomington Normal. You held on to it, rented it out so you could have the option of returning to this community. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But first, your home, it was rented and now it's not?
Yes, that really was another big thorn in the side. The people that were moving down, the jobs went away that they had. And you know, we vetted it out and knew who it was. And it was very Everything worked like it was supposed to. And then just unfortunately, something happened with their end of the job and they moved out. And now we're still trying to get rent for that. And we ended up deciding to put the house on the market. So we then pay for all new carpet in the house and all new paint job. And, you know, Weaver's Carpet Rentals were amazing. Good friends with Tyler Weaver, and he was able to help us. And my sister-in-law works for Coldwell Banker, and she organized everything to get the house done on the carpet. And then World Painting with Colby Geiser, our geyser, we worked through him, made some phone calls, knew him from my days there, and they set their team out. And I hear the house looks gorgeous. We haven't seen it, and we're kind of bummed, but it is on the market, and we're trying to sell it now. Try to move it forward because it's cutting into our trip for sure.
And it's on the market because you're not headed back to Bloomington Normal. You've landed a job in Texas. Tell me about that.
There's an opportunity to work for a gentleman by the name of Tim O'Reilly. He comes from the O'Reilly automotive family. And I met Tim about 6 years ago and had lunch with him. And Tim is a big environmentalist, and he's all about community and he's all about sustainability. And for those that knew me back home there, that was my two things I was most passionate about in the hotel world. And it was sometimes hard with John Q. Hammonds to do that. And this opportunity was a hotel area that Mr. Hammonds actually had looked at doing a hotel years and years ago. And then Tim fell into it. And, we had some meetings and drove out for an interview in Chicago. And he's just an amazing individual. And the opportunity to open a new hotel, decided to move forward with it. It was hard. Bloomington Normal is the hardest community I think we've ever moved away from.
Marcy, you were apprehensive about homeschooling or road schooling, as you called it, Dorothy and Wayne. How's that going?
It's going pretty well. The biggest challenge, honestly, Mike, is we're moving all the time. So trying to find any sort of rhythm has been difficult. But honestly, I a couple weeks ago, I stumbled across a blog of another road school family, and it really helped my mindset just in knowing that they're learning so much in every stop. You know, like Jeff talked about the sea turtles and how in the world, you know, that's not anything that they're ever going to learn in a classroom. So that is what's put my mind at rest, just to know that there's so much that they're going to take away from this trip that has nothing to do with a textbook. And, you know, I get my small victories where, an example, when we were in D.C., I have a cousin who lives in Arlington. So we were on our way to her house for dinner, and we were crossing the Potomac. And number one, we're crossing the river, and neither Jeff nor I knew which river it was. And Wayne from the back seat was like, "It's the Potomac." And then normally when you enter a new state, there's a big sign, you know, that tells you, "Welcome to Virginia." And so I said, I was like, "Are we in Virginia?" And Wayne, again, from the back seat, was like, "Well, yeah, the Potomac is the state line between Virginia and Maryland, so we're in Virginia now." And I just put my hands in the air, and I was like, "Woohoo, victory, he learned something." So, you know, it's those little things that keep me going, I guess.
So what have you both learned during this trip that you wish you knew going into it? Lessons you might share with yourself if you could go back in time?
It's a great question, Mike. You know, it's funny, for as much as I planned and Marcy planned, we're both very adept at rolling with the punches. The fast pace of our beginning trip on the East Coast has made it difficult. But I kind of thought that I would have time just to go hike and to do some things that I haven't got to do, and spend some more time in nature, even though we're out a lot. One of the biggest aha moments for me is that I really wanted our children to be able to continue to be children for another year. They were so involved with sports and structure and school and scouts and everything that it was also mapped out for them. And we thought, well, this will allow them to play and do more. And they've really kind of latched onto us more than other kids in playgrounds, and they've had their fun with kids, but I wish they had more time to just be with kids and not just be with two adults all the time. I think we need to continue to let them to be children. I think we would have maybe tried to figure that out a little bit more ahead of time. But, you know, again, we're only a third of the way through it, and we do start to slow down significantly here in the next couple of weeks. So I think that'll all kind of come with it.
What about protecting the RV from ants? If you could go back and know that you might end up with an infestation, maybe you could have done something proactively. And tell me about what happened.
Yeah. So we were in Georgia, J. Strong Thurman Lake, and we woke up, Marcy woke up thinking there was, you know, little no-see-em bugs or something, and quickly realized there were these very small little pharaoh ants. And I went outside, and it was like a scene I'd never seen before of just thousands of ants going right up the jacks and into the vehicle. And we learned later, as I looked at other campsites, we found little white rings around where people set up, and it's borax that they put down on the ground to keep the ants from coming in. And we had an infestation that took us a better part of 2 to 3 full days to completely get them out, and then we kept finding a random one here and there. You know, not that houses don't get ant infestations, because they do too, but when you're living in it and you got so many nooks and crannies that you just can't get to, it was kind of miserable. And it was a beautiful lake. That's we were beautiful. On a lake. We were watching the sunset down over the lake. Marcy saw an eagle fly down and pick a fish out of the waters that I'd been fishing for 3 days and I couldn't catch. And the eagle got it like that. And it was absolutely gorgeous other than the ants.